This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Duty is a concept central to ethics. Some weeks ago, we discussed voting as a duty of citizenship. Are there or should there be other mandatory duties of citizenship?
You sent us these responses through our website at ethicallyspeaking.org.
A Missoula listener suggested we associate duties not with citizenship, but with membership in a civil society. He suggested that members have a duty to keep informed about issues that affect the community and a duty to voice disapproval of actions that are contrary to his or her ethical sense. A San Diego listener, hearing this program over the internet, wrote, "In a truly free society, we cannot make any duties mandatory. The purpose of a duty," she noted, "is to bring someone to action, and bringing citizens to action can be brought about without coercion or guilt, and this would be done by appealing to human connections to human communities that we're all in this together. So, rather than being duty-bound, we citizens could instead recognize that our well-being is inextricably and beneficially bound to the well-being of the community." Such a positive relationship, she thinks, would replace duties of citizenship with free will and respect. And what do philosophers have to say?
Duty is a difficult word because people are used to thinking that duty means you better do it or else. Ethically speaking, though, duty is simply a shorthand way of saying that we have a responsibility. A duty is something that we should do, whether or not we're being held accountable. So what should citizens do? In this country, we're used to thinking that our main duty is to protect each other's liberty. This is the philosophy that my rights stop where your nose starts. But if that's all there was to it, we'd have a very dismal life indeed. So citizens have two additional duties. One is to be civil. Being civil means refraining from being rude, even when rudeness seems justified. It means giving people the benefit of the doubt, or at least accepting that they're at their own level of moral growth and are doing the best that they can. The other duty that philosophers recognize is the duty to attend to our own moral growth. Philosophers from Aristotle to Kant to contemporary thinkers agree that the very best way to build community is for each person to be the very best that he or she can be.
Here is next week's question. Some people say that Iraq will not be stable until Iraqi citizens accept someone or some group of persons as having legitimate authority to govern. What does legitimate authority mean to you? What gives someone the moral right to lead?
Respond anonymously to this and other questions through our website at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, Missoula. The show's producers are Denny Elliott, Dean Ritz, and Justin Whitaker. Music by Eric Hutchins.